What's up, Mzansi? Welcome to episode 391, powered by AACI Plant Health. I'm your host, Octavia Spandil. Now, AACI Plant Health offers a variety of crop protection and nutritional products, including fungicides, herbicides, insecticides, and biofertilizers. Their development philosophy focuses on innovation, combining existing solutions and formulating new ones to meet specific needs. And in this episode, David Hendricks, Technical Manager at AACI Plant Health, shares how they prioritize sustainability by creating products with minimal environmental impact and promoting plant health to reduce the need for interventions. Welcome to Farmers Insight Chat, David Hendricks. We are quite excited to have you with us today. You know, AACI Plant Health has been at the forefront of producing a variety of crop protection and nutritional products in South Africa. What's new and unique in your product basket?
So hi, Octavia. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to talk to you about new product development and the drive for sustainable agricultural or agrochemical solutions at AACI. So over the last few years, AACI has brought to market several different products. They fall in different categories, looking at fungicides, herbicides, insecticides, and nutritional products. And when we look at fungicides, we brought to market Rendifed. It's a broad-spectrum fungicide, and it has various properties, and it's used in various crops across South Africa. We've brought quite a few herbicides in the market as well. Here we're talking about products such as Mesoclear, Club, Saya, and Wiper. They're used for various crop or weed control measures in various crops as well. Insecticides, as in Bolt, it's a contact and stomach insecticide, and it's used in various crops again, especially here in the Western Cape. In terms of nutritional products, we brought to market Grain Grow Mobi. And again, this is to address nutrient deficiency in various crops. And when you're talking about what's unique in our product basket, although these products have been on the market for quite some time, I think our biofertilizer range is especially unique to us. It contains various inoculants and specifically our proprietary endomycorrhiza and trichoderma, which enhances the plant's growth and assists with scavenging of nutrients within the soil. That's basically our basket.
And what is AACI Plant Health's product development philosophy?
Well, so when you're talking about our product development philosophy, we have different segments that we try and fulfill within the market. So we do look at patents as solutions. So we work closely with multinational companies, research-based organizations, both within South Africa and abroad, to bring unique and patented solutions to South Africa and the rest of Africa. We look at unique formulated solutions. So again, taking various actives and putting them together in a formulated product. We try and develop comprehensive labels. So for instance, if a product hasn't been used on a specific crop or for a specific pest, we try and see if those products can fulfill that need. And then we do develop and improve formulations. Again, looking at what our customers, the farmers, at the end of the day, struggle with. So we try and develop formulations that either has a higher active loading so that you reduce the need for logistics and the issues around that. Then we do have also look at unique product mixes or tank mixes. Again, looking toward what's the farmer struggling with on the farm. Can we provide him with prescribed mix that can fulfill the need or problem that he has on farm? We also have a specific philosophy, or what we call new ways philosophy, and we do try and look at bringing new way solutions to the market. So the product needs to be biorational, it needs to be biogenerative, and it needs to be food chain conscious. So we develop products that's derived from natural biological origins. So this includes biopesticides, products used for stress management to enhance the plant's physiology, improve root growth, and specifically promote the plant, the soil, and our consumers' health.
Can you walk me through the typical process for developing a new agrochemical product at AACI Plant Health?
It's not just the regulatory process that we have to go to that is required by law, but it's also our internal processes. So at AACI Plant Health, we do have our own in-house formulation capability. So we go across the world, we try and find the raw materials to develop a specific product. We bring that raw materials into South Africa. And then at our lab in Johannesburg, our team goes about in formulating a specific product that has specific properties that is unique to AACI. So again, we start from a concept, an idea that comes from the field, from our customers. And that idea is then formulated into a product through our research process. Then from the research process, it goes into what we call the regulatory development phase. So this is when we go out and do efficacy trials. We do crop safety trials where we're looking at phyto, and we do residue trials specifically to look at setting up my MRL, see if we comply with the MRL that is set locally. So we do all this to comply with the regulatory requirements that's presented to us in South Africa. And as soon as we have all this data to support this product's development, we submit that to the registrar. And during that phase, where the registrar is reviewing our data, we go into what we call a commercial development phase. We try and upscale the trials that we try and get our crop advisors and our clients familiarized with a product that's not great on the market, but is coming to the market. And as soon as we get the registration, we go into a launch phase. This is where we present a product specifically to the market in abroad, and we roll it out to the product being available to the market.
What does the phrase sustainable agrochemical solutions mean to AAC and Plant Health, and how is this considered in your product development strategy?
So for AAC Plant Health, sustainability is to deliver sustainable plant health. We have a phrase on our business called good chemistry. So through innovation and excellence, we try and bring products to market founded in good chemistry. So our good chemistry is to understand the needs and the ambitions of our growers, our farmers, our clients. We try and develop sustainable and holistic solutions to enhance crop performance. We strive to unlock nature's potential while preserving the environment to answer the consumer's call for food that is nutritious and safe.
What specific sustainability goals does your company have for its agrochemical product line? How are you measuring progress towards these goals?
Well, that's an interesting question, Octavia, and it's very difficult to answer in the sense that it's not as easily measurable, specifically when you're looking at a product line. But at ACI Plant Health, we do have this new way philosophy where we're looking at the nature, we're looking at our clients, our customers, and we're looking at the consumers. What do they want at the end of the day? So our new methodology moves our business model away from crisis-based or reactive solutions to farming problems towards a proactive and holistic approach. So instead of just seeing there is a problem and spraying for it or putting an input towards this problem, it's trying to preempt it by looking at this philosophy, by looking at improving the plant's overall health, improving the overall capability of our products in the market.
And finally, how do you think the future of agriculture inputs looks in terms of sustainability?
In terms of the future of the agrochemical market, it's going to be reliant on a few factors. So the regulatory environment informs what we can and cannot do. And it's difficult because this environment is formed by consumer trends and what's the needs from our consumer side. We're already seeing this year in the market, there's a few products or active ingredients that's going to go off the market because it's being banned in South Africa. And we as a company believe this is both a good and a bad thing. It does prevent opportunities for us. And again, global trends will also influence what we do in South Africa. South Africa is a major exporter of fruit and food commodities. And what happens in Europe, what happens in the USA, what happens in other markets that we export our fruit to and our products to, is going to inform what we can do in South Africa. What we're trying to do from a sustainability point of view is trying to see where we can reduce the harsh impact that our products have on the environment. So I'm trying to reduce the residues that's on food. We're trying to reduce that by developing product that doesn't leave a residue, by bringing in more biologicals into the space, having products that's not broad spectrum in its control, but more specific. So you don't have an effect on a non-target pest or diseases or biology, basically. And then climate change is going to have a big impact on the agrochemical space in the sense that we're already seeing a change in the pest and disease patterns. So certain pests are coming in earlier in the season. Certain pests are moving from its traditional window. So that will inform what we can do from a product development perspective. And again, looking at an integrated and holistic approach will also allow us to move away from having a silver bullet, have a very harsh product sprayed in field, and trying to look at how we can boost the plant's health so that it can fight a disease or even fight pests, and bringing more specific solutions to the market. I think that's the trend going forward, moving away from a blanket approach, but looking at more specific solutions.
Thanks so much, David Hendricks, Technical Manager at AECI Plant Health. For more on the topic, visit www.foodformzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Octavius Pandil, our technical producer Megan van der Veen, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi. Thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food from Zanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.